The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
Sarah looks at my notes before I bring it together. And at some point she stops and says, so how many sermons is this? So I don't know. Jim and Misty always hit the nail on the head, and Case really hit the nail on the head today. You know, they taught on Tuesday nights on identity. And go back and look at those Bible studies. I preached on it the last time I spoke a couple weeks ago. And as I was, talking to the Lord about what we were going to share today, he brought to my attention that, you won't really know who you are unless you know who he is. Right? Seriously, you can't really know who you are until you know where you came from. Well, our heritage, our lineage is through Christ, right? Amen. When you're in Christ, that's your lineage. That's your family tree. And so we need to know him more. And especially with the days that are coming. I love it when I've got my family back there. Got right here. Because I can just throw whatever curveball. They just stand in. They stand in, hit it every time. If you don't get these scriptures, it's okay. But I was thinking about this, the last days. I was thinking about this. And we know the scriptures in 2 Timothy 3. Know this. In the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be, and this is where it hit me, lovers of themselves. Lovers of money. And then it says boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And listen to this, having a form of godliness, that form means it's just an appearance, it just looks like it, right? But denying its power. And then it says, and from such people turn away, which made me think of Matthew 24. 10 through 12. And then many will be offended and repelled and will begin to distrust and desert him. I'm in the Amplified. It's okay. They'll desert him whom they ought to trust and obey. And they will stumble and fall away and betray one another and pursue one another with hatred. And many false prophets will rise up and deceive and lead many into error. Kind of like we're talking. And it says, and the love of the great body of people will grow cold because of the multiplied lawlessness and iniquity. Have we seen any lawlessness? Well, yeah, right? All these things are talking about people's love in the wrong place, directed the wrong area, or absolutely just fading away. That I was looking up the Greek word for the, it says in the Old King James, it says waxing cold. And it's like it just starts to get cooler and cooler and cooler and cooler. And so we're talking about identity, and yet we're talking about the end times and the way the world's going to be, right? And so, of course, I always think about, when I think about God, and you've heard me preach this before, and knowing him. And remember, there's a total difference. It's totally different to know about and to know. We've talked about that. I've preached that. And here's the thing. This is where I want us to understand. You can read your Bible. You heard Jim and Missy talk about it. We're going to read our Bible because faith comes by hearing. But that word hearing is a rhema word. You see, it's not just words on a page. It's words that get into your heart. It's a spoken voice word, meaning I read it, but the Spirit inside of me revealed to me some revelation that I needed to set me free. Amen? You see, I was thinking about it. How many of you guys, you can raise your hands. Be honest. Everybody in here, raise your hands if you did this. I'm going to pick on you. How many people had a book and they read How to Ride a Bike, Step 1. And they studied that. They read it. How to Ride a Bike. They read it. And then they took a test on it. And then they felt good about it. They passed it. And they got on the bike and said, I'm going. Raise your hand. Nobody. Now, how many people, their dad put them on a bike and rolled them down the hill? Everybody's head goes up, right? How many crashed? Yep, there we did, right? You couldn't read about it. The thing is, guys, when we read God's word, we have to experience it. You'll only experience it through the Holy Spirit and the revelation knowledge he gives you. Does that make sense? And we're going to have that to know him more so that we know who we are in these last days, walking out a love walk that's the exact opposite of what the world's given. Make sense? All right, let's read some scripture to back this up. I'll read it all. 1 John 4, I'm going to read, you guys know this, so this is all repetition for you. 1 John 4, I'm going to read 12 through 18. 12 through 15, let's just read it. No one has ever seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. Well, we all know this. Praise God. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. That's a lot of love. Case was talking about it. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Now think about that. Now let's get to what I'm talking about. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. And then it says, God is love. That's who he is. Remember, I've preached this. It's not that he has an ability to love. It's not that he wants to love. No, that's who he is. That's who he is, right? And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment in the last days. We will have boldness. So all this stuff I was talking about the last days, we will have boldness. Because love is perfected among us, right? Because as he is, so we are in the world. That's identity, people. Let me read this in the Passion. Verse 17. By living in God, love has been brought to its full expression in us, so that we may fearlessly face the day of judgment. Because all that Jesus now is, so are we in this world. How can that be? Well, because of him. Is it based on how good I am? No, thank God. That's grace. I identify with him. I don't identify with the old man. I have to crucify the old man, right? I have to. I'm still in the world. I still have this body, right? My soul is learning to walk this out in my identity. That makes sense? My mind, will, and emotions is trying to grasp this truth that he is in me. The perfected manifestation of love for people resides inside of me in my spirit, which enables me to choose to express love to a lost world, to a lawless world, to a crazy world. But it's not done with book information. I'm not saying you shouldn't read your Bible. Yes, you should read your Bible. And then meditate on it. And ask God, what are you talking to me about today? How can I apply this today? What's that goofy guy talking about up there Sunday morning? How can I take something from your word, energized, empowered by your spirit, and walk it out? Because as I do that, I'm going to affect the world. Because see, Jesus is at the right hand of God right now. We are in the world. And he's in us by his spirit, enabling us to show a lost, lawless world the love of God. They're not, you know, when they accept him, they're not condemned. You see, I'm not going to sit up here and preach about your sin. We can talk about it. Here's sin. Here it is. I'm going to preach to you the love of God that enables you to say, I love you so much, Lord, I'm going to obey you. I'm not going to focus on my sins. I know those sins are there to easily ensnare me. That's in Hebrews. I don't want to be ensnared. I want to be walking with you so I don't have to worry about sin anymore. I'm walking in you. Does that make sense? You see, so many times when you come face to face with the loving God, your tendency and the righteousness that he is, your tendency is to say, uh-oh, I'm not good enough to be here. I know what I've done. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing that hits you. Because Satan's like, yeah, and you did it. Right? Yeah. Remember this? It was 1989. And here we go. Right? That's the first thing that hits your mind, will, and emotions. But when you've accepted Christ, the Spirit's saying to you, whoa, that's the old man. That's not you anymore. That's not held against you anymore. But it can tie you down and ensnare you in your walk. And see, but that manifest love of God that resides inside of you separates you from the sin and death it leads to because of his work. Guys, we have to understand this. Because so many times people say, yeah, and gotta be careful. I think there's so many well-meaning people that are trying to preach Jesus, okay? And praise God for it, right? Because we got to start there. But guys, the power isn't in the sin. The power is in the Savior. Does that make sense? Me concentrating on the sin isn't going to release any power. Like I've said before, how many times have you tried to stop doing something? How great did that work? No. But when you're set free, I don't even want to do that anymore. I don't even think about that anymore. Because you're free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. Right? And that's identity is all tied up in this. Because God is who he says he is. Well, who is he? I'm going to read it in the Passion. Oh, I should read that last verse. I really should. 1 John 4. Let's read 18. Because this is going to help wrap it up and package it. I could probably stop here. I won't. Verse 18. So remember, so are we in the world, right? We're identified with Christ in this world. And we have that authority because of where he sits, right? Verse 18. Now, there is no fear in love. In these end times, fear is going to run rampant. It says, you know, people will die from fear. Their hearts will stop from fear. It says in the word, right? But there's no fear in love. Well, whose love? God is. Who are we in? Him. Is there fear there? Nope. Is there faith? Absolutely. Praise God. There's no fear in love, but perfect love, that's God, casts out all fear because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. I'm not saying you're not going to feel fear. Your mind, will, and emotions is going to see the stuff happening. You're going to feel fear, and you're going to choose love. You're going to choose faith. You're going to know that my Creator cares for me so much that he sent his Son to die for me. He is for me. Who can be against me? Amen? Okay. Now I'll go to the next step. 1 Corinthians 13. Here's our love chapter. We say it in weddings and everybody gets teary-eyed and it's fun, right? 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love is large. You know God is large and incredibly patient. Yeah, he is. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. Yes, he is. He refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievement nor inflate its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect nor selfishly seeks its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what's wrong. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure's defeat, for it never gives up. That's love. Okay, that's God. That's God in you. This is us. Did that make sense? This is who we are now. Well, again, Satan's going to say, you've broken a couple of them, like yesterday. He's going to bring that up. And that's why you have to identify with your Savior and not the sin. And yes, you ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me. Crucify that old man. Show me how to walk out this walk of righteousness in you. I don't want to be ensnared by this stuff anymore. You set me free. Or we can say, well, yeah, I'm just a sinner. I'm going to eat worms. I'm going to give up. No. No. But so many, I'm telling you guys, so many in the body of Christ have been stopped at this point. I'm being honest with you. So entangled in their sins that they can't advance the kingdom that God has given them to advance. Remember, we're in the family business. Advancing his kingdom is our business. Advancing, being kind to all, being patient, being gentle, doing the things that he told us to do in love, right? And we're empowered to do it. And I know the first thing you think, man, Ralphie, Joe, I have a hard time with him. Where is Ed? He brings me his buddy. And he says, Monty, I want you to meet the guy who works for me. His name is Ralphie Joe. And honestly, like a second, he said, nah, his name's just Ralph. So you ain't right, Ed. You ain't right. Guys, I'm not telling you that you're going to have an affinity and like everyone. But I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will rise up in you and tell you how to interact with that person. Because as I have a relationship with my Father through the Spirit, and that relationship is growing all the time, I can navigate these waters with unlovely people with his love. Amen? And guess what happens? They notice. People notice. Right? They notice. It may take a month. It may take a year. It may take 20 years. Because who cares how long it takes? It's him operating in us anyway. And that's the life. It's not about a bunch of rules. It's not. It's about a relationship. It's not about information on a page that never gets you on the bike. It's about being set free by his revelation word, by his Spirit, being set free in the understanding that his love resides in you. You reside with him. You're a co-heir with Christ. As Jesus is, so are you on this earth, assigned for a purpose, advancing his kingdom. In a world that needs real love, they need the Father's love. And they're reaching for everything to satisfy that need, anything, everything. And it's bad, right? And you see the lawlessness abounding, right? And guys, in the last days, it's going to be more and more. Well, pack it in, guys. We might as well quit. No! The darker it gets out there, the more light we're going to shine. That's a fact. And the more people are going to come to Jesus. I love that song. We're going to speak Jesus over those situations because he's the one that's going to set them free. We're all about Jesus and him crucified. You know, and yes, guys, there's a heaven and there's a hell. Please don't get me wrong. There's a heaven and there's a hell. But it's not the world's vision of, well, if I do more good, maybe I won't go to hell. No. If you reject Jesus, you're going to go to hell. That's the truth. I'm not being mean. If you reject Jesus, you will spend eternity separated from God in a place called hell that was never meant for you. It wasn't meant for you. It was built for the angels that disobeyed God. But because sin came in, if you reject the saving grace of Jesus, yes, that's where you'll go. But if you accept Christ and that free gift of salvation, by the love of giving his son up to pay the debt, you accept Christ as your savior, the ABCs, admit and acknowledge, yeah, I've sinned and ain't no amount of good that's going to make up for my sin. B, I believe Jesus paid for my sin. He is my savior. And I confess that with my mouth. If I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart he rose from the dead, I'm saved. The Holy Spirit of God comes inside of me and my eternity is in heaven. Yes. Amen. You know, when a person gets married to his wife, I'm her husband, right? Now, does that mean on day one, I know how to be a husband? You're supposed to say yes. She's like, who knew dirty clothes were supposed to go in the hamper? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew all the things that after 26 years, I'm still learning? Who knew? But just because I didn't throw my dirty clothes where it was supposed to be, did I stop being her husband? No, I'm still her husband. Just because the old man rises up and Satan points out your sin, are you not a son? No, you're still a son. You're still a daughter of God. Holy Spirit is still inside of you. Your soul man is working out that great salvation that you've been given. But it's a walk of love. It's a walk of him showing us, teaching us, growing us up, so we can put our dirty clothes in the hamper. I'm so much better, huh? I make these funny things, but guys, that's what it is. A walk with God is not a perfect walk. Praise God. And Paul talks about it in Romans. You know, he talks about, I do the things I don't want to do. Oh, what a wretched man that I am. And the last verse even says, but because of my sinful nature, I'm a slave to sin. If you stopped at the end of chapter 7 in Romans, it's like, oh no, I'm just a slave to sin. Oh no. Well, don't stop. Read 8. So now there's no condemnation for those who belong to Christ. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that lives to death. Woo-hoo. Keep reading. When you feel like you're where Paul was, keep reading. Keep being set free. Keep asking the Holy Spirit to set you free. That's just what I wanted to preach today on identity. Was this about identity? Kind of? Understand, though. Guys, that identity is tied up in him. And he loves you so much. He loves you so much. Yeah, but I did bad stuff. He knew that. He knew that. He knew that way before he bought you. But he loves you so much. And he sees where you're going. He sees you with him in the heavenlies. Right now, he sees you there. He has no end. He has no beginning, guys. He's the Alpha and the Omega. All of it, right? And he knows the people that are his that don't know him yet. He knows them too. He knows that how they're going to be affected by your walk today. He knows that. That's why he's put those people in relationship. Guys, it's all about relationship. The body of Christ, the walk with God is all about relationship. That's why he put his spirit inside of us so that we were able to relate with him. We've never seen him. I mean, like when he walks by Moses, Moses had to hide himself up. And even then he was like a big bright light in front of the people after he'd just been around God. We would melt in front of him, but not from his spirit. Because when his spirit comes inside of our spirit, it says, be holy for I'm holy. We're holy. In our spirit. And now it's just working out that holiness with my mind, will, and emotion, letting his God, letting his word, letting his spirit free me. Right? Does that make sense? That's why it's always a walk in the spirit. It's not the rules. It's not the, you know, how many sermons have you sat in where it was all about sin and how much trouble we in? Yeah, you don't have enough fingers or toes. Neither do I. And you just leave feeling bad. That's not my God. He is love. He's kind. He's patient with me. He's more patient with me than I am with myself. That's why I always say, be patient with yourself. Be spirit-led. And everybody wants to go on, well, there's a greasy side of grace. I never read that anywhere. I've heard it, but I never read it. Grace is unmerited favor. I didn't earn it. I don't deserve it. But I receive it. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let me say one more scripture. I don't even know if you have it. I'm sorry. I don't know. Galatians 5. This precludes like the fruit of the Spirit, like when I raise my fingers and stuff. I'm going to read in the Passion. I like how it says it. Galatians 5, 16 through 18. Let me emphasize this. As you yield, where do we do that? In our soul, our mind, will, and emotion. To the dynamic, that's a powerful, explosive life and power of the Holy Spirit. You will abandon the cravings of your self life. That's the sin stuff, right? 17. When your self life craves the thing that offend the Holy Spirit, you hinder him from living free within you. And we've all done that. Lord, forgive us. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your self life from dominating you. Who? So then, these two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your self-life of the flesh and the new creation life of the Spirit. The new creation life. But when you yield to the life of the Spirit, you will no longer be living under the law, listen to this, but soaring above it. That's freedom. Did everybody understand what I just said? Did this make sense? And I did it out of the Passions. I like how it says that. Listen, the law was the do's and the don'ts. Remember, Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Okay, you want to know? Here's your law. And he gave us a law to show us that we couldn't keep it. Doesn't mean it was wrong. Jesus didn't do away with it. He completed it. He said, I know you can't keep it, so I'm going to give you some unmerited favor. I'm going to forgive you because I did keep it all. So I'm going to identify with the one who could keep it all. Amen. And now we get to soar above it. We get to have his Spirit inside of us so that we can express the love he's put in us to other people. Okay. And it's the people you're in a relationship with. You know, you don't have to go look for people to tell Jesus to. You don't have to. God brings them to you. He does. He does. He brings them into relationship with you. And you do it the way he says, right? Because there's a way that God has that reaches people. And he uses just the person he wants so they can relate. Like I say, you know, when people move into Raton, you know, they say, well, you know, it's this place, it's that place. I don't know about it. Well, guys, I'm from here. I promise you, I can probably go walk a back alley where you guys might not be able to. Not because of anything, but yeah, I grew up with Monty. They know me. And I can probably talk to some people you might not be able to talk to. You can talk to people I can't talk to. Praise God. I'm so thankful. That's why it takes the body. And as we come up to tent meeting, Riding High Ministries, there's going to be a lot of Jesus spoken. Okay? There's going to be a lot of people hearing the name of Jesus in a way that touches them like it's never had before. The Holy Spirit is drawing people to him. And it's in, I'm telling you, we're in the last days. You see, and our love's going to shine brighter. As the world does its thing, right? Following after the passions that it has, we're going to be passionate for Christ, right? Yes. We're going to be passionate for the Spirit's leading to advance his kingdom. Amen? Yes. And we're going to tell people about Jesus. And the church is going to grow. The church. like I tell people, I'm not necessarily like a really, I'm not a normal pastor. Did you guys know that? I'm just not. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I'm not. I really want to say this. Sarah always looks at me, oh, why do you say things? I don't care if the lighthouse grows or not. Well, that's not.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. Will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my to shore. Troubles see, whoa, you are the peace.